Tommy Robinson Seeks Emergency Political Asylum in the United States. Written by James Murphy. Tuesday, July 9, 2019. Controversial British citizen journalist Tommy Robinson is asking President Trump to give him emergency political asylum in the United States as a judge in the UK decides on his sentence. Last week, Robinson was found guilty of contempt of court in connection with a Facebook Live broadcast of defendants involved in a sexual grooming case in Leeds in 2018. In May of 2018, Robinson was arrested, tried, and imprisoned, all within 24 hours, for the crime of live streaming outside a Leeds courthouse while a secretive trial of Muslim men suspected sexually abusing hundreds of native British girls was ongoing. In August, Robinson was released from prison after an appeals judge ruled that Robinson's trial had been rushed and the journalist was not allowed to properly defend himself. In the 2 months Robinson was imprisoned, he lost more than 40 pounds and was kept in solitary confinement for his own safety. The prison he was detained in, the only prison in Warwickshire, has one of the highest populations of Muslim prisoners in the entire UK, and after being found guilty of contempt of court in connection with the same events that led to his incarceration last year, Robinson may be headed back to prison. On Alex Jones' InfoWars program, Robinson said, "I feel like I'm 2 days away from being sentenced to death." Robinson made his appeal on Jones' program on Monday. "I want to make a genuine appeal to President Trump, to the Republican Party, please consider me and my family for political asylum." The British state's appeasement to Islam, the unrestricted waves of migrants into this country means that they have deliberately persecuted and illegally imprisoned anyone who speaks out against their globalist agenda. Robinson faces a maximum sentence of 2 years in jail. However, Robinson and his allies fear that should he be placed in a prison with a high Muslim population, it is essentially a death sentence because of Robinson's aggressive reporting on Muslim grooming gangs, which allegedly kidnap young girls and force them into sex slavery. "I have been found guilty of what is the equivalent of exercising First Amendment rights," Robinson said. For more than a decade, Robinson has been exposing the horror of gangs of Muslim refugees grooming young British girls as sex slaves. But toxic political correctness in the UK has led to such cases being overlooked in many instances. And even when such cases are prosecuted, the religion of the perpetrators, almost uniquely Islamic, is completely ignored, even though Islam has a long history of abusing females. Consider the case last year when 20 men in Huddersfield were convicted of 120 offences of abusing 15 underage girls. According to the BBC, victims were plied with drink and drugs and then used and abused at will in a 7-year campaign of rape and abuse between 2004 and 2011. The BBC story reports events accurately enough, but, astonishingly, Great Britain's culture of PC nonsense doesn't allow them to make the connection between Islam and the crime. Instead, the pedophiles are referred to as Asians or British Asians, as if the criminals could be Japanese or Koreans instead of almost exclusively Pakistani Muslims. So, Robinson's real crime appears to be that he actually called attention to the situation instead of allowing British courts and politicians to keep it a secret. Leftists have been quick to point out that Robinson's plea seems ironic since he has been very vocal about the crimes of migrants and asylum seekers in the UK, and now he is seeking asylum in the United States. Comedy writer for the BBC James Felton tweeted, "So to clarify, Mr. Robinson, you'd like to become an asylum seeker because you don't like English laws for English people?" Other leftists piled on, "Of course, but Robinson has a point. Because of the political correctness that has infected all of the UK's society from the media to parliament to the court system, he will never receive a fair shake in the United Kingdom." Thus far, President Trump has not commented on Robinson's situation. The president's son, Donald Jr., has stood up for Robinson in the past, however. It is also rumored that Robinson may appear on Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight in the next 2 days. It has been reported that Carlson may hold some sway with President Trump. Meanwhile, Robinson awaits his fate. "I have no future here. It's inevitable, I will be murdered, I will be killed. I will be imprisoned on Thursday for journalism." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.